Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On June 12, 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson, famous football player O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, and her friend Ron Goldman are brutally stabbed to death outside Nicole's home in Brentwood, California. With overwhelming evidence against him, O.J. Simpson became the chief suspect.
Oh, wow, Nicole. I have to say, this is a really nice house you've brought me to. So I guess really the only thing left to do with not knowing anything else about you is to get it on. So
all right.
Let's commence with sex.
Yes. Clothes, instant fall off.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I got this stripper suit. Rip.
So much
Ron Goldman, are you sleeping with my wife? I don't know your sexual history. You may be infecting me by proxy with venereal disease.
Oh, O.J. Simpson, I didn't expect to see you
O.J., you're
here.
Totally killing the mood here.
Not just the mood, but hey. Both of you.
Bang! Autograph.
It's a good thing I killed Ron Goldman and my wife, because if I had slept with her again, I would have received VD from that mysterious man with a mysterious sexual history that neither she nor I had ever bothered to investigate. Hey, Cato, how you doing?
Oh, hey, OJ. I was just, like, sleeping on the couch hoping to hear your wife, you know, having sex with that guy, and it stopped. I just wanted to know what was going on.
That was because I killed the electricity. I thought it was too bright in here.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go brush my hair.
All right.
But, of course, this little skit proves nothing, and OJ Simpson absolutely did not kill the two of them with a knife gun. But let's just say, had Ron Goldman known the sexual history of Nicole Brown Simpson, that she had been O.J. Simpson's wife, he might not be dead today. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.